This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR where we help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. I'm Jack Rodolico, live in Concord. Tonight, I'm going to ask you to fish through all the change and chaos this pandemic has swamped your life with. And from somewhere in that wreckage, I want you to pull out a silver lining. We all hate this pandemic, right? It's taken lives, it's destroyed jobs, it's changed all of our routines in ways that are terribly inconvenient. This whole thing sucks, and we all know it. But here comes the silver lining question. Over the next hour, I want you to call in to talk about what this pandemic has taught you to appreciate, despite all the incredible suckiness. Has the stay-at-home order pushed you to adapt in ways that are positive? Have you tackled house projects? Are you playing music? Will you cook at home a lot more when this is over? Has social distancing forced you to stay in touch with distant family or friends? Will you keep that up? When this is over, will your garden fall to ruin, or will you keep that up too? Or has this pandemic taught you something deeper about life, about what's important, that you hope to never forget? New Hampshire Calling is live, and our phone number is 603-513-7700. Again, 603-513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. And look, something else I want to say, which is that all of us here at New Hampshire Calling and at NHPR are clear-eyed about how bad this is for so many of you. I mean, just minutes ago, the state announced 10 new deaths from COVID-19. And just hours before that, we got unemployment numbers from the state, and they are staggering. Approximately 130,000 New Hampshire residents who had a job in March didn't have one in April. 130,000 people in this little state lost jobs in the blink of an eye. So I don't want to sound oblivious. This is clearly a nightmare, but we all know a little good can emerge from a lot of bad. So tonight, I want some of our listeners to dig deep. What have you learned to appreciate? Is it your parents, your kids, a neighbor, a simple little daily distraction? What are you going to bring forward when this whole thing is over? Call us to talk, 603-513-7700. One more time, 603-513-7700, or email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. I've got a guest who's going to be joining me for the long haul tonight. He was on the show once before. I'm really happy to have him back. Anthony Poor is on the line. Anthony, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you.
Thank you very much, Jack. It is great to be with you again tonight.
Yeah. So I want people to know you are the executive director of New Hampshire Humanities. And, you know, just to start, give people a little bit of context on, like, can you just explain in layman's terms what are the humanities and what kind of change has the pandemic forced on the work you do, and where's the silver lining in there?
I mean, the humanities have their roots in the 13th century, when the seven kind of areas of the humanities were defined, that now really frame a general or liberal arts education, if you will. So those range everything from history to religion and so on. But to the question that you've asked that I think is pretty important, which is how has it impacted our work? In ways, is that it's required organizations like myself, who've been rooted in the traditional kind of face-to-face work, you know, and bringing people together. If you think about our historical roles of being conveners, you know, for example, last year we convened and supported rather over 749 programs all around the state, and that all brought people together. We can no longer do that.
These are physical gatherings around a topic or, you know, something like that.
Absolutely. So yeah. Now what we're doing is we're bringing together folks virtually through our Human Ties e-publication on Thursdays. But more importantly, we've been leveraging platforms like Zoom, hosting virtual programs where, you know, last on last Friday's event program, for example, our HCG program, our Humanities to Go, we had over 195 people come together to talk around some important work. So it's caused us to really change our entire business model, and it's been a really growth experience. And so, you know, thinking about your topic around silver linings, if there's one that comes to us first and foremost at New Hampshire Humanities, it's, you know, our ability to leverage technology to in support of our mission.
Yeah. And Anthony, let me ask you something even more specific down to your personal life. You know, we'll start with baby steps here to sort of model for listeners the kind of stuff we're talking about. Why don't you and I each share a change to our daily routines that has been forced on us, but that we hope doesn't change? You're the guest, so you if you need a moment to think, I'm happy to go first. But if there's something that jumps to mind, it's up to you.
A change in our daily routine?
Yeah,
that I'm moving forward?
Yeah.
Ooh. You start. Let me follow
okay.
you up.
Okay.
I
will say that my I've said many times on the show, my son is now 4 years old, and you know, I have spent so many more hours a day, even though I'm like actually hosting a live radio show and I'm missing bedtimes. You know, my work routine is totally upside down, but we spend so many more hours together, and a lot of those hours are so much more quality because, you know, when I was working 9 to 5, you know, I'd get home, it'd be like dinner, bed, that's it, you know? So it was always like kind of forced. And sometimes I get these random times of day that I never had with him in the middle of a weekday between hours of work. And we just get to like build Legos and like do things for periods of time that we didn't get to do before. And before you answer, you know, I'll just remind listeners that that's the stuff we're talking about tonight. You know, what has changed in your life that you hope to bring forward? Will you cook at home more when this pandemic is over? Will you commute less? Will you garden more? What's the change that you want to hang on to? 603-513-7700. One more time, 603-513-7700, or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Anthony, you got something in mind, or you can also
I do. I think I'll start with a bit of a personal story. For you may know, Jack, that I was born and raised in Dayton, Ohio, and on June 4th to be exact, I will turn 50 years of age.
Happy birthday!
Well, thank you, sir. I've had the same set of friends since I was 14 to 15 years of age, so I've known these set of gentlemen for 35 years. And I think that's extraordinary to really have six men who has been in your life since literally before you could drive a vehicle, before you went to your first prom, and Lord knows before you walked across your first graduation stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that being said, you know, life brings changes, you know, graduations and marriages and children and divorces and all the things that come with life that you can imagine over a 35-year span. And sometimes you lose touch with one another, and you may speak intermittently. Since this pandemic struck, you know, we as a group of men have created a group chat, and literally we communicate twice a day,
yep.
A morning message and an evening message. It could be a message of support. It could be a message of despair. It could be a message of just fun jokes that you've been making since you were literally 15 and you still to this day laugh about.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a great example. I've got those people in my life too. Not exactly that group of guys that you're talking about, but I know the relationship you're talking about. How about you out there? You know, who's the person you have grown to appreciate and hope to stay close with? That's this pandemic has forced you closer to. Who is that person in your life? Call us to tell us about it. 603-513-7700. 603-513-7700. Anthony, we're going to go to a caller now. Megan is calling from where? Hey, Megan, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Hi, yes, thank you.
No problem. So what's what are you bringing forward?
So a little story for me.
Sure.
Is that I originally moved out to Reno chasing government work with the Forest Service. Mm. And my travels in the middle of this pandemic has brought me back here now to work for the Army Corps.
Hmm.
And I've always been an incredibly critical person of myself. I've always viewed myself as I'm not doing enough, I'm not fast enough, I'm not smart enough, and it's always been very hard to handle that. And with this working remotely and having more time, it's really given me a chance to be incredibly introspective and just realize that what I'm doing is still good. I've built an appreciation for what I have. I know so many people, friends and family included, who have lost jobs because of this, but I am in a position where I have a job, and to learn appreciation and to be a little more gentle with myself, I suppose.
So some of that, you know, we've all got that very self-critical voice in our heads, and for some of us the force is stronger than others, right? It sounds like the force is pretty strong with you, but you're forgiving yourself a little, not forgiving, but taking that pressure off yourself a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, it's given me a chance to also pursue things that I didn't think I would ever have enough time for. Reconnecting with my grandfather and learning the family traditions of hunting and fishing and farming and logging, a big thing in my family.
I've
been able to do that.
That's fantastic. Megan, thanks so much for sharing what you're going to be bringing forward, and thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You as well.
We want to hear from you, too. What's the thing you are bringing forward when this whole mess is over? What's the lesson it's taught you that you don't want to let go of? Or maybe just a little tweak to your routine, you know, dropping a commute or something that you are grateful for. Call us at 603-513-7700. That's 513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. We're going to go now to Carol. Carol Palmer is on the line. Hey, Carol, welcome to New Hampshire Calling. It's good to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right. So I wanted to talk to you because you were featured in a story Taylor Quimby, a colleague of mine here, did a few years ago. I think it was a few years. About this core group of professionals, people in New Hampshire, who take the bus from Concord to Boston every day to commute for work. You have been a mega commuter for a while now, right?
Yes.
So first of all, can you just describe your commute for us pre-pandemic?
Well, you know, I think Taylor was pretty shocked about this. But, you know, it's kind of like the people who live in Connecticut and work in New York, and it takes them 2 hours to get there and they don't think twice about it. But some person who just gets on the bus to go to Boston goes crazy. They say, I don't believe you're doing this, but it tells you how people have adapt to what they have to adapt to. And to give you just an idea, I started commuting in 1979, and I ended last June, and retired. And that was 40 years of commuting. And when I first started commuting, why do you commute from Concord, New Hampshire? I think most of us, it's because we have family. I happened to get married, and my husband was already working here, and there was bus service, so we took it. But then, at that time, the bus took an hour and 15 minutes to get there. I mean, a lot of people commute in an hour and 15 minutes. It's no big deal at all.
And more recently, it 2 to 3 hours, depending on what time of morning you leave, right?
Exactly. And Taylor was with us and couldn't believe it, because it's a good 2 hours now.
Yeah. And so you retired recently, but you are still working, you know, so did you wake up one day during this pandemic and realize, like, oh, I don't really have to do this commute right now? And if so, like, how did that feel?
It happened last June before the pandemic, because I retired, and it felt so good. And but I'm still working part-time, and I was listening to your previous callers, and I thought, you know, everything he said, the first gentleman in the humanities, was exactly what I've been thinking recently, because one of the things I think about is you think about how many hours people spend just getting to their work. And that's not just me. It's people taking the subway and 3 different bus lines. It's just so much more difficult for so many people to get to work today than it ever was before.
Yeah, and it's and I think Carol, I really appreciate your perspective, and I hope it inspires other commuters to call in and talk about the commute that they are not missing right now. Thanks so much for speaking with us. I really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.
Yeah.
Take care.
Absolutely. I mean, commuting is such a big part of so many people's lives in this state. And, you know, so many people who were commuting are now working from home. Here's an email. Vicky from Newport says, I am a teacher and I'm seriously thinking that I could be an online teacher with the new skills I have learned doing remote teaching. Matthew from Portsmouth says, social distancing has finally granted me the time to work on an art installation that I have had on my mind for years, but have never been able to prioritize. What's that project for you? What's that new routine that you are appreciating in your life? Call us at 603-513-7700. What are you going to bring forward from this pandemic? 603-513-7700 or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Lily is calling from Portsmouth. Hey, Lily, welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going good.
So what I'm bringing forward out of this is that I graduated from design school about a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
And since then, I'd been doing sort of odd jobs, but I'd sort of been in a creative slump. And over the quarantine, I finally opened my online store. And it got started because I was making masks and donating a portion of proceeds to sort of local COVID-19 relief. But now sort of introducing more things. And as it goes on, I'm going to try to keep the store open.
And so what are you selling? Where do people find your store? And like, what are you selling?
It's the shorter URL is buy masks online. I have buy-masks-online. And that.
Can you say it again? I didn't understand what you said. But say it slow and clearly for me.
The website is buy-masks-online.
Got it.
The easier to remember URL. It just forwards to my main website.
Got it.
But it sounds like you started this
online business in response to the pandemic. And is it something that you hope to hang on to when it's all over?
Yeah, I started selling the masks, and I really sort of got back in the groove of like, oh, I remember, I really, really like doing this. I really, really enjoy doing this. And I'm sort of slowly introducing, as I get caught up with masks, slowly introducing non-mask goods. And I'm going to try to keep this going for other sewn things as the pandemic, hopefully,
awesome,
subsides.
Well, Lily, thanks so much for calling in, and we appreciate you listening.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, Anthony Poore, I'm going to come back to you for a second here. You know, what are anything emerging for you so far from what people are saying?
Well, a couple of things here personally. I mean, Megan really got me on the gratitude thing, and something I'm going to leave her walking away with. But the other thing that I've been having a lot of fun with lately, Jack, has been baking.
Right.
You know, I got to tell you, my baking skills are getting pretty good now.
Yeah, confident.
You know, and I was sharing with my daughter, right, as you know, we were just together right before we called, is now I even have the tools to support that little gumption and knowledge that I've built on. So, you know, I shared some homemade bread, actually.
Oh, you're going like the bread route, not necessarily like brownies, cookies.
Oh, no, we're doing it all. Okay. We've got brownies, we've got cookies, we've been doing cakes. Cornucopia of baked goods coming out of the Poore family household, if you will.
Cool. Well, Anthony, stick with me. We're going to go to a quick break, but I want to remind listeners that this is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico, and we're talking about what this pandemic has forced you to change in your routine, but that maybe you're going to hang on to. What's the thing it's taught you that you now appreciate and don't want to let go of? 603-513-7700. That's 513-7700. Stay with us. Welcome back. This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR where we help each other navigate daily life in this time of a coronavirus. I'm Jack Rodolico. So we all know this pandemic has been terrible. People are struggling with loss and financial instability. We hear about it all the time on this show. But tonight, We want to challenge you. If you're listening right now, here comes the challenge. What is something positive in your life that has emerged because of this pandemic? What has it forced you to do? Connect with old friends, spend more time with family, complete home projects. We want to hear about your silver lining, the thing you're going to bring forward that's positive out of all this negativity. Call us at 603-513-7700. That's 603-513-7700. Or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Anthony Poor, Executive Director of New Hampshire Humanities, is with me. And Anthony, here, let me read you another email that we got. This is from Laura in Durham. She says, "The blessing for my family during the last 2 months is seeing my two boys, ages 7 and 12 years old, become best friends. Because of the age difference, there's always been some distance and struggle in their friendship. But during the last few months, I've seen them play, bike, laugh, and make many fun memories together." You know, the thing that I think is, you know, if there's, you know, positive, right? I don't want to simplify how complicated this is for a lot of people, but I have heard, we've heard from a lot of people on this show about, you know, kids and relationships within nuclear families getting stronger because of this, because of people are spending time together. Have you experienced that, Anthony, or do people you know experiencing that with kids?
Well, you know, I've seen some of that in my own daughters. You know, I'm lucky to have a 19-year-old daughter and a 16-year-old daughter who both still like each other. Do they fuss and fight over clothing? Absolutely. But what I've seen, even in their relationship, they have spent more time together. They do seem closer in many respects. You know, while one is a sophomore at Manchester Central High School, working at her schoolwork at one side of the island, and her older sister is working on her schoolwork as a freshman at SNHU on the other side. That wouldn't have happened had it not been for the Rona, as I call it. And that's a special moment. And I know it's an odd thing to say, but to your point earlier, there are some silver linings to this gray cloud.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I'm really interested to hear from more people out there who have seen that dynamic play out in their family, whether it's between their kids or their relationship with their kids. You know, the sort of nuclear family is that's the group of people we're all stuck with, for better or worse, right now. And if you're listening, I want to hear about the better. What are the better parts of your family dynamics that have emerged because of this pandemic? That's an interesting silver lining I'd like to hear more about. Call us at 603-513-7700. That's 603-513-7700. You can also email nhcalling@nhpr.org. We're going to go now to Aubrey in Concord. Hey, Aubrey, welcome to the show.
Hi. That was weird because I could hear you on two radios at once.
Well, here we are.
So this is something really difficult to confront, and it's probably been the most stressful and challenging part as well for me personally, is that I've really had an opportunity to talk to my parents and older folks in my life about their mortality. And like, it's not been easy, but I'm kind of glad that I've had that chance.
And what is that? Can I ask you to be a little more specific? Like, how does that play out in your conversations with your parents, Aubrey?
I mean, I think there's just a reality of like, listen, you're over 60 and you could die from this. So like, please take it seriously, or please, you know, I have a young son, like he will probably be fine. We're trying to distance from you for your health. Like, that's really hard to explain to people who, especially who I think we're active, we're great. It's hard to explain that to people that are close to you, and it's hard to have that conversation.
But I hear what you're saying, though, because I feel like, you know, all of us, or many of us, are confronted with these conversations to have with older parents about mortality, about end of life planning and all that stuff that nobody really wants to talk about. But I could really see that as a silver lining in this moment, because it's forcing you to kind of rip a Band-Aid off that you didn't want to do. But once, I think the hardest thing about those things is starting the conversation, right?
Yeah, and I actually wouldn't say that it's ripped a Band-Aid off. I actually think it's been better than that. Like, I think it's actually gotten us all to think about, like, what is it that we value most and how do we make sure that that is communicated? I think it's making us better communicators.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. And I'm happy that that's happening, and I'm happy that more people are outside. But yeah, so there's a lot of things that you can, that are difficult, but also should be happening, that are now forced to happen, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Aubrey, thanks for calling into the show. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Take care. We're going to, Anthony, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, no. I was what Aubrey was saying in terms of, you know, mortality, you know, I had the same, a similar conversation with my mother, and those are not easy conversations to have, but they are worthwhile conversations. And what she used the word earlier in around value. I think that's the other, I think even deeper lesson here too, that I think we all can take away is it really allowed us to hone in on those things that we actually, have true value. And you know, I think that's been good. It's allowed us to, at some level, get rid of those things that are nice to have, but don't necessarily add a tremendous amount of value.
Well, and I feel like the word perspective comes to mind too, right? I mean, I think there are things this thing has taken away from a lot of people.
Yep.
Sorry, there's a bad. Is that better? Yeah, okay, good. There was some feedback on the line there. But that word perspective, I mean, we all know that there's a lot of loss, and some people have felt that loss more acutely. But, you know, a lot of times it is the moments of loss that teach us, you know, what we appreciate. What are we left with, right, that we want to hold on to tighter? You know, it seems like a lot of people are feeling that sentiment right now.
Well, that is precisely right. I heard a saying just last week, and it really impacted me. Our power is in our perspective, right? Think about that. You know, our perspective frames how we approach and how we navigate this world. And that's what gives us the power to make choices that we otherwise might or might not make. That is power in and of itself.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about silver linings, the silver lining you are pulling out of this terrible pandemic. You know, this is terrible. We all know it. People are struggling. There's loss. There's instability. But tonight, here's the challenge. What is something positive in your life that has emerged because of this pandemic? I know there's probably some people out there who are rolling their eyes right now as they hear me say that, because they have lost a job. They have lost family. But, you know, we like to look for the positive on this show, and all of us need a little bit of that. So, you know, despite all the negative, what is that sliver of positive that you are holding on to and that you hope to bring forward in your life when hopefully this whole thing is over? Call us to tell us about your silver lining, 603-513-7700, 603-513-7700, or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. We're going to go now to Jonathan in Peterborough. Hey, Jonathan, welcome to the show. Glad you called in.
Hey, Jack.
Hey.
Working my phone. Hey. So the weird thing that happened to me is that all of a sudden I am not upset to be home. And that's so strange, because normally in my life, like at least every other weekend is out and away, doing like camping off in the woods, riding bikes all over the place. And all of a sudden, all of my events have been canceled. So many of my friends are concerned about, of course, going out in large groups. So I come home and I've been rearranging the house, and I've been cleaning, which is bizarre, strange for me. I have been potting plants. Some of them are blooming now.
Is that new for you
today
too?
It's totally new for me. Yeah, I've never done that before, because my life has always been away from the home.
Yeah. And you said, you said you came home today. I interrupted you.
Yeah, I came home today, and my living room was pleasant. It was crazy. It didn't smell bad. Like, it wasn't disorganized. A couple of the flowers over there are actually, a couple of the plants are blooming. The light was coming through the window, and it was actually, like, calm and peaceful. it's so strange because normally I'm outside doing wild things out in the wilderness. So
wow.
The takeaway for me is that I actually am interested in having a home now. And so I've been working on the place, and it's just a shack. I live in a shack, and it's terrible if you look at it from the outside, but it actually feels like it's something I want to keep now. And I feel like I'm calming down a little bit, and maybe I'm becoming a deeper part of the community where I was more absent before. So
yeah. And
that's the takeaway.
And Peterborough is like a lot of towns in New Hampshire. That is a community. It's a Main Street community. It's got great stuff going on in a very tiny downtown. I could see how it would feel good to be able to come home to, of all places, Peterborough, New Hampshire.
It is. And, you know, the other thing is that I feel like I have an opportunity to hold the place down because, obviously, gentrification is an issue here as everywhere else, especially I live right in town. And there's a lot of deep-seated old money here. But there are also lots of young people who live on the periphery and go into town. And I feel like this town is probably worth keeping, and I feel like my shack that I live in is, I can use it as an example. I can show people how to be a part of community and how to be comfortable there. So
that's so cool.
I feel like I have renewed mission. It's interesting. I mean, I'm still going to go off and you know, ride bikes and do crazy things in the woods, but
yeah,
I'm going to be spending probably more time at home from here on out.
Cool. Well, you know, keep the living room clean and try to keep those flowers alive. It's a great story. I'm glad you called in to tell us.
Yeah. Take care, Jack.
Take care. Keep listening. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about the silver lining that you are pulling out of the wreckage of this pandemic. What's the thing that you are going to hang on to when this is over? What's the positive that emerges from all this negative for you, you know, more family time, you know, the house you're learning to appreciate? What is it? What is it for you? 603-513-7700. That's 603-513-7700. Or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Let's go now to Patty in North Sutton. Hey, Patty, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Oh, I am just delighted to be doing what I'm doing, which I've been doing now since I retired from Mount Sunapee, and I had a flower shop in Hanover, and I can garden, and then I think, what's wrong with me? I'm not really disturbed by what's going on. I mean, other than for other people. I spend time with my dogs, sit out in the sun, you know, all the things that really I've never had time to do.
Patty, may I ask how old you are?
Oh, I'll be 85 in 2 days.
In 2 days? Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's wonderful. You know, and it sounds like, you know, you've been retired and not much has changed. But, you know, I think that you speak for a fair number of people who are fortunate enough to be retired and in, I assume, decent shape financially. And not much has changed, and you sort of get to look inward a little bit more and work on, you know, work on the things that you enjoy doing.
I do. And I will say one thing. I grew up as an only child. I've been divorced for like 50 years. So I'm used to living alone, and I've always had animals.
Hmm.
And I hate to compare animals to kids, but animals are really important in my life.
I understand. I've got a kid and animals, so I know the difference and I know the similarities. But Patty, it's lovely to hear your voice, and thanks so much for calling in. I hope to hear from you again.
This is a great show. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Bye. Let's go next to Maxwell in Manchester. Hey, Maxwell, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. What are you? What's your silver lining here?
Well, I am a college student at William & Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia, and I am back at home. I just finished up my second semester of online learning, and I've had the opportunity to be back at home with my parents and family and to reconnect with old friends.
That's great. Yeah, it's like those the family time, right? It's like the personal relationships, I should say. It sounds like that's what the center of your silver lining is.
Exactly. You know, the last time that I was at home, I was the throes of my senior year of high school. I was busy. You know, I was anxious to get out of the house, and it's been lovely to be back at home and to enjoy time with family, to make dinner back at home and to see old friends in a less farewell, goodbye sort of a way, and more of just to reconnect and enjoy time.
Cool. Thanks for calling into the show, Max. We appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Anthony Poore, you know, we're hearing a lot about interpersonal relationships, right? It's like, you know, my pets, my family, and then the one guy who loves his house all of a sudden. That was a great call. That was really interesting. That was unexpected.
Right. No, I mean, this idea about communication, I mean, one of the things it's been an experience for me, and you know, a lot of times we communicate, and I think with email and through texting, and, you know, I think that's just fraught, you know. And one of the things that I've really taken away from this time period is the pleasure of simply picking up the phone and having a conversation. You know, it's odd, you know, Jack, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but I will purposefully reply to an email with a phone call. And sometimes the question I'll get is everything okay? And I go, well, absolutely. But you sent me an email. I just thought I'd drop you a call.
Yeah. I understand that impulse. I don't act on it as often as I do. And sometimes I tell myself I'm going to do it and then never get back to me, to people, despite my best intentions. But I'm glad you do it. But I hear you. I mean, it's like, you know, when this whole thing started, I found myself doing a lot of long walks and a lot of long phone calls, and I try to keep them up as we go deeper into this thing. I want to remind listeners, this is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. Stay with us. We're going to take a short break, then back to more calls and emails. We're talking about the silver lining that you are pulling out of this hardship. What is the thing you want to hold on to that this pandemic has taught you? What do you appreciate? Who do you appreciate now that maybe you took for granted before? Call us at 603-513-7700. That's 603-513-7700. Stay with us. Back. This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR where we help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. I'm Jack Rodolico, live in Concord. I just want to let you in on the show we're working on for tomorrow night. That'll be Wednesday night. You know, we've all been affected by the pandemic, but some people have been hit harder than others. We know this. People of color, people who work paycheck to paycheck, people who lack health insurance. If you are one of the people bearing the brunt of this pandemic, if it is exposing the inequality, not just in our society, but in your life, how are you working through it? We all need to hear from you right now. And that's our show tomorrow night on New Hampshire Calling. You can reach out in advance to tell us how this is, you know, this pandemic is hitting you harder than most by emailing us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. That'll be tomorrow night. But right now, we're talking about what this pandemic has taught you that you'll bring forward whenever it's all over. We're looking for the silver linings. We're trying to be positive. We've got a challenge. We want you to call in and talk about the thing you have learned or learn to appreciate that you will bring forward. Call us at 603-513-7700. That's 513-7700, or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Anthony Poore, Executive Director of New Hampshire Humanities, still on the line. Anthony, we got people on the phone. I think you and I should maybe shut up and we'll just go see what they have to say. How about that?
Yeah, let's make it happen.
Okay, cool. Let's go to Eric in Salem. Hey, Eric, thanks for calling.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. I'm doing great. How are you?
Not bad. I just wanted to say I started a relationship in the fall, and I was a little apprehensive because she's a bartender waitress in Manchester, and she works nights and weekends, and I thought it was going to be tough enough that, you know, she was going to get out at 8 or 9 at night and us not even have the weekends together. But now that she's laid off, we've went camping twice already this year up and off the Kangamangas, and I'm planning a fishing trip this weekend. That would have never happened if she did not get laid off. It's brought us much closer together, and I think she has also seen the effect of not working the nightlife in that sense, slowing her life down in those sense. You know, she would go to work and work all night and then come back home and we would watch a movie and so forth, and it was late in the evening. Now everything is so much slower. She has a better quality of life than she had before, and it's very interesting.
That's so interesting, and what an unexpected twist and a positive one for you and her. And when we see those numbers, 130,000 people lost jobs, that's one of those people is your girlfriend. But it sounds like, at least for the time being, you know, you two are making real lemonade out of some lemons. So
exactly. I mean, she was going through hard times. It took her a good 3.5-4 weeks to get through with her unemployment because of some mishap with an address and so forth. So she was going through dire times, but at least we had time together, quality time together, to get through the dire times financially.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks, Eric, thank you so much for calling in for listening down in Salem. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Take care.
Good. We got an email. Matt from Bethlehem says, during this odd time, now that I've been furloughed from my job selling ski and golf for a major North Country resort, I have embraced free time, the whole idea of being truly free. I have finished a novel, built a wilderness fort for our 8-year-old son, and expanded our chicken population from 3 to 20 in the last 2 months. I intend to continue my focus on creativity, family, outdoors, culture, and sustainability. Thanks so much, Matt, for that silver lining. It's good to hear it. Let's go now to Jim in Sharon. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
And what's your silver lining?
Well, my wife and I are both retired teachers, but we're spending more time outdoors hiking, and we've had a lot of good weather to do that. And there are a lot of good trails around Sharon and Peterborough.
Yeah, and were you hiking a lot before this, or is it just are you one of the cars that I'm seeing at one of the trailheads every weekend? You and your wife, are you out there like all the time?
Not all the time, no.
Yeah.
Often.
But that's great. I'm really glad you're both getting outside, and I'm so glad you're listening to the show. Thanks for calling in.
You bet.
All right, thanks. Richard sent an email. He said, working in a food warehouse on the third shift at nights, I don't get to the grocery store often except on the weekends. To avoid the crowds of people, I've been eating out more. So I appreciate the fast food workers for being there for all of us. I see them in a new light than before. Thanks for that thought, Richard. We're going to go now to a caller who I'm so delighted to have back on the show. Michelle is on the line. Michelle, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Michelle, it's good to hear your voice again.
Hi.
Yeah, it's so good to have you back. So I want people to know that the first time we heard from you was during our Essential Worker show. Do I say your last name Pouliot?
Yeah, you said it right.
Okay, cool. And Michelle, if you have a radio on in the background, maybe you could turn it down for me.
Okay, sure.
But so, Michelle, you work at Hannaford's in Concord. You live in Manchester. We first heard from you during our Essential Worker show. So first of all, as a follow-up, how are things at Hannaford's now that the economy is a little more open? Like, are you more stressed, less stressed, and why?
Well, actually, it's probably about the same. I mean, a lot more people are coming in. But our Hannaford to go is back up. So we're back up full force. We're back up to our normal time. Just, I think, a little bit more stressful, but
yeah,
I love it.
You love it? You're still loving the job?
Yes. And I value, since this has been happening, I value a lot more being free, freedom to be able to go to stores, being able to get out and just go into public. I work with a bunch of teenagers, and I haven't heard one teenager say that they wish that they weren't in school. They all value school. They miss being in school. And I've asked a question a couple of times. So when you get back in school, are you going to, I'm sick or I need to stay out of school? And they're like, no way.
Yeah.
But I've missed the freedom to be able to just go into a store, like a clothing store, or just all the other stuff that we used to do before. Just, I miss that.
Yeah.
So.
And has there been any kind of fundamental, either big or small change to your life because of the pandemic that you hope you're going to hang on to when it's all over?
Just family. I don't know. Just more nicer to people. You know, it's just, you know, I don't know. Just value what you, the small stuff that you have, you know.
Yeah.
And just don't take things for granted, you know. It could be easily taken away.
Yeah, absolutely. Michelle, it's so cool to hear your voice again, and I'm glad to have you back on the show. And as I said last time, I'm in that Hannaford's all the time, and I hope to bump into you sometime soon.
You will.
Okay. I'm going to pick up dog food on my way home tonight, actually, but I think you're off work, so maybe I'll catch you the next time.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, take care. Thanks so much. All right, let's go to, first we got a quick email. Heather from Pittsfield says, things like telehealth appointments give me more of my own time back, awareness of how much time I have given up unconsciously in the last 30-plus years. I hope I can say no to many demands on my time once this is over. Amen to that. Thanks, Heather. And Elizabeth from Grantham is on the phone. Hey, Elizabeth, thanks for calling into the show. What's your silver lining? How are you doing?
Hi. Well, I have a few silver linings. First of all, I'm a mom of three, 18, 16, and 12, and our springs are generally quite busy driving around from sporting event to sporting event and that kind of thing. And so I'm really grateful to have more time with my kiddos.
Yeah.
And also, I'm a special educator in the Hanover School District, and a couple of things I've just really struck by. The innovation that my colleagues have shown through this time of just being able to put together this phenomenal online experience for the students and just keeping them engaged and their creativity, I'm just blown away by their passion for staying connected with our students. And the third part of that is that I am now meeting weekly with the parents of the special education students that I work with. And I have just been blown away by learning about them as parents and connecting with their kiddos and seeing what their home life is like and learning more about who they are as people and how important they are to making our program a success.
Yeah, and you talk about, like, as a parent, self-sacrifice, right? That's kind of the name of the game. But for parents of kids with special needs, as you know, it's really a different kind of self-sacrifice often. It's a lot more work, and it's also, you know, you're connecting with really good people all the time, it sounds like.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm very inspired by the people that I'm surrounded by.
Awesome. Elizabeth, thanks so much for calling into the show. It's good to hear from you, and thanks for your perspective.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Can you stay on the line? Actually, stay on the line for a second. If you might, we might, there's a reporter here who might want to talk to you, if that's okay. Stay on the line. We'll get your number.
Okay, cool.
Anthony Poor, we got a big rush of calls towards the end there, and we wanted to make sure we got through to all of them, and we did. So, you know, yay for us. But what'd you learn here tonight? You know, this was an eclectic ride we took through Silver Linings. I'm going to be reflecting for a while, but anything jump out to you?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at I got a list of notes of folks. From Megan, who's talked about gratitude. Carol talking about our appreciation for the lack of commute and the time that has gotten back. You know, Lily's appreciation for design. The thing that this really struck out for me during this entire evening's conversation has been really about, you know, the strength of the human spirit and our ability to be resilient in really difficult times. I mean, what you've heard people talk about is, you know, the desire to adapt. And the thing that really struck me, and even in my work every day, is the need and people's ability to innovate.
Mm-hmm.
If necessity is a mother of invention, the number of inventions that have been created in a short amount of time is extraordinary.
Anthony, I hear you loud and clear, and it was so cool to have you on the show. And thanks for taking notes, because I think you remembered people that I quickly had forgotten, because we get so many calls. I want to thank all of our listeners who called or wrote in tonight. Also, special thanks to Anthony Poor, Carol Palmer, and Michelle Pouliot. New Hampshire Calling is produced by Emily Quirk. Peter Biello ran the board tonight. Pete Nakos is our community engagement producer. Corey Princell is NHPR's managing editor. Maureen McMurray is our show's executive producer. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico, and remember, we are all in this together.